What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Calm 203 Media Literacy Podcast. You're here with your co-host to the left of me, Calista.
And to the right of me, we got the one and only Cherie. And remember, guys,
everything is not what it seems on that screen, sis.
Period.
It go down in the
DM, it goes down in the DM, it goes down in the DM. Okay, time to concentrate. So, welcome guys, welcome. So today, we are introducing three topics, but the main topic is how does social media affect our brain? So we came up with three different topics: social media, music, and brands. So should we go first? How do you feel about social media, with social media particular?
Okay, particularly talking about Instagram, you know, they have these Instagram models, these famous girls, it's not really famous for anything but their body, you know, the flat tummy tee with the big butts, the big titties with the small waist, you know, and that can really affect what the girls are seeing this, you know. Everybody doesn't look like that. So some girls could be like looking in the mirror at themselves like, damn, I don't look like this girl. I don't look like this girl.
Exactly.
And wishing they could.
Exactly. But especially with my brain in particular, if I am seeing like a curvy model or an influencer, I would think, oh, I gotta have a body like that. That's how we think. Mm-hmm. And I know that just affects our self-esteem, and that's just wrong. Ooh, Cherie, girl.
What?
So, the latest news today, girl. Apparently, white people be changing their skin tone in order to resemble black people. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not being true to themselves, and it's basically catfishing people. And that's become a big issue. Another social media problem. Like, that's how it affects our brain, because we look at them and we think, oh, they're Hispanic or they're black, when in reality, they're white. Baby girl, what are you doing?
The slogan of the day: everything is not what it seems on that screen.
Exactly. So, just don't believe everything you see. Like, it's not real, trust me.
Don't take it to heart, please.
Exactly.
Don't let it
affect you, because you are beautiful the way you are.
Because girl, you're amazing. Just do it.
Next topic is music.
So Calista, how do you feel about these artists these days?
So I know some artists like to like promote their music positively, and some use it negatively. Like, we know T.I., he loves to send messages through his music, like black empowerment, like gun violence, stuff like that. And then we got people like, who else?
Yo Gotti, we just listened
to. Yeah, down in the DMs, negatively. So like, with media, that can influence our brain too, because like, when we listen to music, it's always in our brain. It's just catchy, like, it's always in our brain. So like, sometimes we need to like realize what is real and what is not. And then, what do you think? Because I know like some rappers, they like to like promote people in like one specific way.
Yeah, these rappers, they love, quote unquote, excuse my French, the bad bitches, you know.
Bad, curvy, all that.
Yeah, with the big butts, like I said before. And you know, to these little girls listening and watching these music videos and watching these video vixens, it could be damaging to, you know, what they think, how they're supposed to act, because they're seeing these girls with these famous rappers doing it, saying, oh, that's what I gotta do to be famous. But no. But it also, it's not
like
the
that whole twerk video. What's it called? Twerk.
Oh, Cardi B.
Like, you see, it went viral, and now everybody twerking. So it definitely influenced our brain. Next topic, brand. Cherie, how do you feel about brands?
Oh, I'm about to start preaching with this one. Lord have mercy. These brands, like, you know, the fashion high price brands, the Fashion Nova, the Victoria's Secret. Like, if you go on Fashion Nova website, you probably see the same two girls.
For plus size models.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in all everywhere. It's just the same light skinned girl that I always see with the long hair. She looks Hispanic, but I could tell her body's fake because she got the small waist, the big butt, the big titties. And, you know, even for the plus size girls, the plus size models, they only use maybe one or two. Mm-hmm. And they're also curvy. But I'm like, everybody doesn't have that body type. These brands need to, like, expand
be more diverse.
Diversity in bodies, color, mm-hmm. height, anything, everything.
And Fashion Nova just added a dark skin model into their little like group, so I know that's like a huge achievement.
And it's 2019. That shouldn't be a huge achievement.
Yeah, it should have been happening. Same with Victoria's Secret. Oh, like, Lord. Girl, them panties are not for everybody.
Girl,
they don't fit everybody. So no, try to be diverse.
You know me sitting here, my plus sizeness. I do not. I have never brought anything from Victoria's Secret. They're too expensive. Like, their large sizes is like a small to me, like sis, baby girl. It's like $30 for one pair of underwear. Like, I'll just stay in my Walmart brand, you know. And that could really be damaging. Like, if I had, a low self-esteem or something like that, I'd be like, oh, wow, this doesn't fit me. I need to lose some weight. But girl, if you want to lose weight, you want to change your body, get healthy, do it for you.
Exactly.
Don't do it to look better, just to impress other people. Do it for you. Do it for the betterment of yourself, for your health. Yes, just love yourself.
Exactly. All you need to know is love yourself, know your worth.
Yes.
And baby girl, just be proud of yourself.
Yes.
Like, period.
The slogan of the day. Everything is not what it seems.
On that screen.
Period. With that,
period,
guys.
Period.
Love yourself.
You're going to end it with Kendrick Lamar.
To help us love ourselves.
I love myself.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye. Hey.